This is the Coach Jay Show. Your all-access pass to Auburn women's basketball with head coach Johnny Harris. Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn, with Coach Jay, here's the voice of Auburn women's basketball, Britt Bowen.
Well, for consecutive Sundays in Auburn, Alabama, Auburn fans packed out Neville Arena with record-setting crowds for Auburn women's basketball. Yesterday, the third-largest crowd in Neville Arena history witnessed Auburn defeat Alabama for the first time since 2019. Man, that feels good to say. And then prior to the game, Auburn retired the jersey of the program's all-time leading scorer and five-time WNBA All-Star, number 24, DeWanna Bonner. Tonight, we take a look back at yesterday's win and much more on the Coach Jay Show at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Hello again, everybody, and War Eagle from Baumhauer's out on Bent Creek Road in Auburn. I'm your host, Britt Bowen, tonight, and I'm alongside our on-site producer, Wes Todd. Welcome into our viewers tuning in live on YouTube tonight on the Auburn Tigers YouTube page. Auburn women's basketball head coach Johnny Harris leads us off tonight as our first guest. Yesterday's win snapped a nine-game skid to the Crimson Tide, and it gave Auburn their second SEC win of the year. Thursday, Auburn had their itinerary altered a bit thanks to snow in Nashville. We'll take a look back to that trip and how that impacted everything. Afterwards, we'll take questions for Coach Jay from you, the crowd. So I've got my color commentator, Larry DeShera. He's in the crowd tonight. So, Larry, like, this is your time to shine tonight. He's also an Abby Award winner, too. So he's going to lead the way for y'all. And then after that, we've got our second leading scorer yesterday, Jemiah Mingo-Young. She was a point guard at Alabama last year, transferred to Auburn. We're going to talk to her about yesterday's win. She finished with 12 points, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Jemiah will join us again to give her perspective. And if you've ever been to practice for Auburn women's basketball, you've probably seen this gentleman right here, Daquan Gordon. We know him by DQ, and DQ is a guy that wears many hats for Auburn women's basketball as a GA and also video coordinator for the Tigers. We'll hear from DQ at the bottom of the hour, and then Coach Jay will join us to set up the week ahead. One big round of applause for Coach Jay as we get going here on the Coach Jay Show tonight. Tigers just took down the Crimson Tide yesterday by a final score of 78-65. Coach Jay, I know that was one you and the team, you guys had circled for a long, long time. How did it feel to get that one yesterday?
It felt, first of all, War Eagle. It felt really good to get that one. You know, we've been so close, but just to finally get that win and to see how it feels and see what it means to so many people, it was amazing.
Well, Coach Jay walked in the Baumhauer's tonight, and she got a round of applause as she walked in the restaurant tonight, and she walked up and said, "Hey, I've never got that before." And I said, "Coach, you beat Alabama in this state. It doesn't matter what sport. Just ask Coach Mickey Dean from softball last year. He took 2 of 3 from Alabama and Tuscaloosa. It means something to this fan base." Did you feel that yesterday? Did the team feel that yesterday?
We did feel that. And I'll tell you what, we felt it when we had our former players back. Our former players, you know, they came back. They came to practice. They talked to our players. And you could just tell that meant a lot to them.
All right, well, let's start with the pregame ceremony yesterday as Auburn retired DeWanna Bonner, her jersey number, number 24, now the fifth player in Auburn history to hang in the rafters in Neville Arena. Let's take a step back, though. Let's start when she got into town. Mayor Ron Anders declared DeWanna Bonner Day in Auburn, Alabama. How did that come about, Coach?
I really don't know.
Yeah.
I was just, I think Tracy worked on that.
Okay.
And, you know, I was told that it was going to happen. So when I was informed that it was going to happen, we we ended practice probably about 15 minutes early so that our girls could be there because I felt like it was important to be there and show her some love.
Well, and then she got to join you guys on the practice squad. I thought that was really, really cool for our players to be able to suit up, be on the same floor, share the ball with a five-time WNBA All-Star such as DeWanna Bonner. What was that like? What kind of practice squad player is Dawana?
Hey, they had to amp it up. She was talking trash. She was,
oh, was
talking
she?
Noise.
All right.
Yeah, she was giving buckets now. She was getting a few, too. But she was talking noise, and she just fit right in. She was, you know, very encouraging with them. She was playing and coaching. Hey, you need to do this. Yeah. But it was really fun to see her and for them to get that from her. I had taken our players to Atlanta the last couple of years when she played. So they were familiar. They have talked to her. So, you know, they're starting a formal bond. We've been on the internet with her. So yeah. Our kids have started to form a bond with her. So it was really good. She was lit from the time she hit town.
Man, she was ready to go because Wes was telling me, our producer here and our sports information director. And by the way, Wes, major shout out to him and all that he does for the program. He does work that so many people don't see, and I get compliments all the time about how prepped Larry and I sound on the air. We appreciate that, but a lot of that comes from Wes. But this piece of information also comes from Wes in that, you know, Auburn has wanted to get her back on campus for several years now, but she's been playing overseas in her pro career. So this was really the first time that Auburn's had a chance to get her back. How meaningful was that that she wanted to do it and to embrace it as she did yesterday?
Yeah, and we've been waiting for this. She told me last year that she was probably going to retire from overseas this year. So we figured this would be a good time to bring her back. And we didn't tell her originally about the jersey. I just told her I wanted her to come and be a guest coach. So we just kind of scheduled that, and then we started, everything else around that.
Well, you knew you were going to have a big crowd against Alabama yesterday. That game, regardless, you can be undefeated or winless on the year. Doesn't matter. That game is always going to draw. And then you throw in the energy that Dawana brought. I mean, she had Neville rocking yesterday before the game ever started. And then she was swag surfing in the middle of the fourth quarter in the middle of that comeback. So just that energy, it was the perfect storm for you yesterday.
It was the perfect storm. And I have to give my boy Michael over here
a shout out
because he got that student body there. And they were rocking. And, you know, Dawana was right there with them. Yeah. So that energy is just something that for me is unmatched.
Well, let's talk about the game for a bit. Auburn wins it 78-65 over Alabama. Couldn't have started better. You set the tone early and let Alabama know they were going to be in for a long day. It was a 12-0 run right out of the gate. Alabama had 8 turnovers in the first quarter. Auburn had 10 points off of those turnovers, Coach. Matchups, how were you able to create that chaos, if you will, for Alabama?
You know, I just thought it started on the defensive end. We guarded them. They started out in a man defense, and I thought we exploited some mismatches, and then they went zone, and Coach D had us absolutely prepared for that. So I just felt like we were able to exploit some mismatches there, but it started with our defensive effort. I thought our guards were really good, our post players were really good. We were in help. They didn't get those open looks that they wanted, so they had to create other opportunities.
And look, we talk a lot about the guards. Our guards deserve it. Mingo, we'll talk to her later. Honesty was on the post game yesterday. But I think the two players I was most proud of yesterday was the freshman Savannah Scott at the 5. She was banging inside with the best of them yesterday.
Yes, she was.
And then also Owen DeMola, she came back after missing Thursday at Vanderbilt, and she came back ready to play. She in her minutes that she got yesterday, she made them count.
She did make them count. And how about this? 2 charges from your 5 player. When you can get a charge from your 5 player, that's doing something. So, those 2, they played really well. But they've been working hard. They've been getting in the gym with Coach D, and they have really been working hard. So they are improving. Both of those kids are young, but they are hungry. They want to improve. And I just thought they did a really good job yesterday.
Well, and I remember, as long as we've been doing this show and we did our podcast, I think your first year, just we were getting our feet wet. I remember Coach Starkey was here, and teaching charges was one of the things that was a key emphasis from your staff. That philosophy, not every coach wants to teach charges. Why and how do you teach a charge?
Well, Actually, the charges started with me from Big Schaefer. That's what we did our entire career. So, you know, we actually started breaking it down, just letting them get hit and fall and teaching them how to fall and making sure they understand if you take the charge right, you're not going to get hurt. Yeah. You just have to fall the right way. And so we started, you know, slow, and then we would go full speed, and they just learn how to take a charge. You know, sometimes you just have to go through it to be able to trust it. And so, you know, for us, a charge is very impactful. You know, it takes points off the board for them.
Possession.
It's a personal foul. It's a turnover.
Yeah.
It's a team foul. And you know, you get the ball back. So it has so many implications in basketball. It's a very impactful play.
You know, you just said that, and I like to think I understand basketball just with the privilege that I have of getting to do this. But you said that. You're right. It impacts so many things. Personal foul, team fouls, possessions, and takes points off the boards as turnovers. And you see that in the pride in your players. When they take a charge, it's like, hey, I just got two more points added to my stat line. It doesn't count as points, but to them, internally, they celebrate it more so, if you will.
Yeah, and we keep us. It's a stat. We have it on our board in the locker room. So that is a stat that we keep. So they take pride in it. But the way we play defense, the heartache of taking everything away is that you're going to get taken off the bounce. So if you're getting taken off the bounce, you want to have somebody there and help. So when you have somebody there, that taking that charge, that's, you know, you're helping your sister out.
Well, a couple things in the middle of the game yesterday, moving to the second and the third quarter, Alabama did a really good job of getting back in the game. I thought they did it in two ways. Number one, they switched to that zone. Saw a mix between a 2-3, and I think we saw 1-3-1 at some point before the half. Maybe I'm wrong, but they switched to a zone. We didn't see a 1-3-1?
No.
Okay, all right. I was about to say, it just formation-wise, one possession, we thought we saw it. But they switched to that 2-3 zone, and then they also had Timmons driving to the basket there. And for Timmons, let's start with her on offense. What was Auburn giving her as she was able to drive inside? And she got to the free throw line a handful of times as well.
You know, she was going one-on-one. We were taking everything else away.
She wanted to give that and kinda, take everything.
Yeah, now, we did not want to give her that many open looks. We definitely didn't want to give her the threes, but we didn't want to give her the open looks. When you take everything else away, somebody has to create off the bounce. It's just like the previous game. We took the guards away, and they were able to find Reese. Yeah. And so you just want to make it hard as you can on that player because, you know, somebody is going to get the ball, and you just want to make it as tough as you can on that player. And that's what happened with Timmons. She had the ball in her hands, and she were able. She's a very good one-on-one player. We just tried to make it tough on her. I felt like we did that. We made the adjustment in the fourth quarter, and we guarded her a little bit better. We helped a little bit better. We stunted at her, so she wasn't able to get to the rim as much, and we were still able to take those other players away.
Well, and late in that ball game, you got two of Alabama's best players, Essence Cody and Sarah Ashley Barker, in foul trouble. That was impactful down the stretch. I thought Auburn got in a little foul trouble in the third quarter. However, you flipped that in the fourth. How big was that down the stretch to be able to keep them off the foul line and giving you the advantage, because that allowed them not to chip away?
Yeah, and right. And part of that third – I'll go back to the third quarter. Part of that third quarter is Honesty got a quick foul. Third quick foul in the third quarter. So she set a lot in that quarter, and that was she does so much. Even when she's not scoring, she stretched the defense, she creates for others, and we didn't have her. I had to have both my point guards on the floor at the same time because we were missing McKenna. So McKenna played a couple of minutes, but she was just getting back, really didn't have a practice. But, you know, having to play Mingo so many minutes in a row, and, you know, so they just – that quarter was not a good quarter for us. But then we were able to come back with that group in the second – in the fourth quarter, and we were better.
Down one going into the fourth quarter, and it was a big lead, and it was a moment that truly tested your ball club. You got tested on Thursday, and we left Thursday in Nashville saying, hey, this game's either going to make us better or it can send us in the wrong direction. it made you better because in the fourth quarter you stepped up and you said, we're not going to let this happen again. No field goals for Alabama in the five of the last 6 minutes of play. And then Mingo and Honesty, they went off for you in that fourth quarter. Coach, what was that message going into that quarter and how your team was able to execute?
Well, going into that quarter, we wanted to go back in and start the way we finished. We had some players who had been on – Duhon had been on the bench. Yeah. Mingo had been on the bench a little bit. Honesty had been on the bench. So we were able to put them back in, and we were able to guard the way we guarded to start the ball game. We got a couple of missed shots, a couple of turnovers, a couple of runouts, and so we were able to score. They called a timeout, and then we put a press on that I don't think they were expecting because everybody was down there. We got a quick turnover and a score, so that kind of gave us a little bit of cushion and confidence. But what it really did was it woke that crowd up. The jungle was rocking.
Well, jungle was rocking yesterday, which, by the way, Floyd, where you at? Monday night? Floyd, 1 week from tonight, Monday night. All right. Nobody goes to class early Tuesday morning anyways, okay? I'm just saying it. So we need a big crowd for Georgia 1 week from tonight. It's game two of a three-game homestand. Again, the jungle, and you all, we've been saying now for 3 years, all right, what's Auburn going to be like when we can get this place packed out? Well, we've had it packed out 2 games in a row for SEC games. Auburn's 2-0 at home when we have this place packed out in the last 2 weeks of play. So I'm just saying, you guys make a difference out there in the crowd. Because in that fourth quarter against Alabama, Auburn outscored the Tide 28-14. Coach, you combine the first and fourth quarter, you outscore Alabama 50-20. What does that tell you about your ball club?
You know that they don't give up. They're relentless. They are. You know, they're a fun group to coach, but they're getting better and better, and they're starting to understand how to win, how to close out ball games. You know, sometimes the shot don't fall your way, but they're making the right plays, and that's what you want, especially down the stretch in ball games like that.
Final thought on Alabama was, again, so many players played well, and Mingo, Caitlin Duhon, I can go up and down the lineup, but you have to talk about Honesty and the confidence that she had in her shot. I asked it about her yesterday on the postgame show. You knew from the jump that shot was on yesterday, and when that happens, it's going to be a good day. So yeah. When that happens, do you open it up to her in the ballgame, Coach?
Well, I open it up to her anyway.
Regardless.
But, yeah, we knew. I mean, she was focused. She was locked in and shoot around, which is not always the case.
Yeah.
But she was making tough shots, and I just knew it was going to be her night. I thought our entire team was. They were focused. They were locked in. They wanted this ball game. They understood that this ball game was bigger than themselves. You know, everybody wanted to. It was about pride. It was about Auburn versus Alabama. You know, it was our alumni coming back. It was DB Day.
Yep.
We needed that win for not just for us, but for Auburn.
Well, I took away two things from yesterday. Is number one, DB's got to come back. She's got to come back. All right, but we got to pick a game. We got to get her back. Number two, the orange jerseys, again, they were the trick.
They
look good. So we got to mix them back in the rotation. But, Coach, before you go, I know you're hungry. Want to take a moment here at Baumhauer's to eat some dinner in a sec. I do want to talk about Vanderbilt real quick because that was an interesting trip. You go up there on Wednesday and expecting to go and see the Auburn men play Wednesday night. And, of course, the plane gets here a little late, so we get into Nashville late. You get up there, it's bitter cold, of course. But then on late that night, we're talking about, hey, there's more snow coming into Nashville. There's questions if we will even get back to Auburn Thursday night, so we move the game up to 2 o'clock. Walk me through from your perspective as a coach, when plans like that change, and it's affecting everybody. It's affecting Vanderbilt, Auburn. When plans change, how do you handle that as a head coach?
I mean, you have to, you know, you have to go in and have poise about it because, you know, it is what it is and things happen. So you want to teach your kids that, you know, you have to adjust. That's life. You know, you always have adjustments to make. So that, you know, we were still confident. We wanted them to know that we were okay. We were ready. We just, you know, made the adjustments to the time. We were still, you know, instead of being able to sleep in a little bit. We had to get up really early, have an early shoot around, and then go back, eat pregame, and then it was, you know, time to get ready for the game. So it was basically like having a Sunday game because we ended up playing at 2 o'clock. So it wasn't something that they weren't used to.
Yeah.
The only thing was is that we got there so late. Normally we try to get in a little bit early if we're playing an earlier game. We got there late and, you know, had to get up early. But, you know, they're 18 to 22 year olds, so they were okay.
Last question about Vanderbilt. It was a back and forth game. It was a game where both teams led, and it was a game, Coach, where Auburn had a chance there at the end. I know a couple things, turnovers, a lot of different things you could point to for both teams, saying, man, if this would have happened, that wouldn't have happened. It's just one of those types of games. Going back watching that one on film, what did that one tell you after the fact? Because you know how it felt immediately after the game.
You know, we held them to 21 points below their average on their home court. So we have been doing that. We held LSU to 30-some points below their average. So we're gonna go out and guard you. What we had to get better at is scoring, making those layups, making those free throws. So we have to focus on the offensive end. So when we came back, I really felt good about our defense because our kids are absolutely getting after it.
Yeah.
We worked a lot on ball screen shooting, on getting to the rim, on contested shots, them shooting, getting their free throws up. So I felt like if we could have a decent offensive night, we'll be okay on the defensive end.
All right, we got Wes Todd out in the crowd. He's our producer. He's our sports information director. Show Wes some love. Wes, say hello to everybody. All right, we got Wes. He's going to open up the floor for questions. We'll do two or three questions from the crowd. Wes, well,
first one's going to come from Michael Floyd. He actually got in first, but we will get to others in just a minute. Go ahead, Floyd.
Okay, so, Coach, as a coach, you don't play again until Monday. So take us through this week. I know next week you have Georgia, South Carolina. I know you said this is not a rest week, so this is not an off week, but you still have practices. Just take us through your plan for this week to keep them in shape.
Floyd, you're stealing my questions. We got a whole nother segment on this. I'm just kidding. That's a great question. Great question.
It is a great question. So today I gave my staff off. You know, working in the SEC, you don't get a day off. Your day off is on Monday, but we still have work to do and we're still preparing. So since we didn't have a game on Thursday, they were instructed if they come to the office, they were fired. So they hopefully they didn't come because I know I didn't. but they had today off. Tomorrow we'll go back, and I'm actually going recruiting, but they will be in there working on individual workouts. We'll work on shooting. We'll work on some defensive breakdown drills. And then Wednesday, we'll start with Georgia. We'll practice on Wednesday. We're off on Thursday. We'll practice Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and play on Monday.
Thank you very much, Floyd. Wes?
All right, got one from Herb.
Okay, Coach, have you ever been teed up? And if so, was it worth it? And if it's more than once, just pick one and say,
yes,
worth it or not.
I have. And both of them were worth it. Yes. I've been teed up twice, and both of them were worth it. I've been warned just about every game, so I just kind of stop right before I get it. Just because, you know, you're in the ball game and you really don't want to get teed up. But, yeah.
Coach, may I make a comment real quick? Did it happen your very first game? Very first game, that's right. That's what I was saying. But, hey, we set the tone early, though. We set the tone early, and that's what we needed. We needed that intensity. Any more questions from the crowd?
I just want to know how everyone's health is.
You know, we have a couple of nicks and bruises, but everybody is okay. And, you know, hopefully we'll have everybody back by the time we play.
Okay, and I love the new uniforms and maybe the orange uniforms. Maybe we can get some orange helmets next year.
I don't have control over those, but yeah, I love the orange uniform. Orange is a beautiful color, so it was hard for me to believe that we didn't have that color uniform.
Well, there's nobody in Auburn happier than I am that we have the orange uniforms. Best looking uniform combo in all of Auburn sports. Everybody give Coach Jay a round of applause. We're going to give her a moment to take a break, eat some food. She'll join us here for the final few minutes. Here we're here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill out on Bent Creek Road in Auburn. Come out and join us every Monday night at 6, except for next Monday. We've got a game at home against Georgia. But every Monday in February, come join us here at Baumhauer's. Want to welcome Tiger point guard Jemiah Mingo-Young to the stage. Jemiah, second leading scorer for the Tigers yesterday. Had a big day for Auburn. Had 12 points, couple of assists, a few steals as well. And Jemiah, this is her second time on the Coach Jay Show. Want to take a moment to remind everybody here at Baumhauer's tonight, thank your servers. Thank the staff here at Baumhauer's. They do an incredible job for us each and every Monday. They are great hosts. Be sure to thank them. They've got great food. I've had the pizza the last 2 weeks. I'm thinking about going wings tonight, TBD. If y'all have recommendations, y'all let me know. But everybody, give a warm welcome to Jemiah Mingo-Young, Tigers starting point guard. Mingo, who you got in the crowd? Who's cracking you up right now?
DQ.
DQ, he's coming up. He's coming up in just a minute. He's coming up in just a minute. So, Jemiah, I got to ask you, we're actually going to backtrack a week. I haven't had a chance to ask you yet about the defensive stop against Angel Reese inside the lane to win that game against LSU. So take me through that play. It was Taylen at the top guarding her one-on-one. You were sagged off down low guarding the other player, but you had a chance to help as she drove it. What did you see on that play? How did you know, she was going to go there, and two, when did the instincts kick in?
When my man was just standing on, she was just standing on the block, and Angel came right down the paint, and my player just kind of moved over a little bit, and I knew Angel wasn't about to pass the ball because she was trying to have a moment, so just go over double team and got to get it.
Well, you got it. And you got your team a win in the process, hit some big free throws down the stretch also. I wanted to tell you, I cut that highlight for the starting lineup intro that we do. Remember the audio I had you guys record? So unless you hit a game winner this year at the buzzer, that's going to be your highlight for the rest of the season, if that's okay with you. But also, you had a big week too because you got a chance to practice. You and your teammates got a chance to practice with DeWanna Bonner. Take me through that, your perspective as a player playing against one of the all-time greats from the WNBA and the greatest to come out of Auburn.
Yeah, it was crazy because, like, during practice, you got to focus. But it's like, darn, do I be a student-athlete right now or do I just fangirl out? So you got to just try to stay focused. But she was in practice killing us, doing what she do. You see it on TV, you just see it in person. Like, yeah, she's like that.
What did you learn from her in practice, though? Her game, her approach, and everything that she brought to the table.
Just, like, her energy and, like, she trash talking and stuff like that.
She trash talked you guys.
Yeah.
Was it good? How's her trash talk game?
It was mainly towards Taylen, but just the energy that she brought to the game and to practice, like, it was really good to have her there.
But I'll say this about Taylen Collins, and you can chime in on this. I think Taylen, she's the one player rolls right off her back. She's the same player every day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because she goes up against the best. She's had Rekia Jackson and Angel Reese. I mean, you're talking in a two-week span. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Taylen's a dog.
Taylen's a dog. But we talk about DeWanna being a great role model. Who's your role model? Who do you look up to in basketball, whether it be off the court or on the court?
Oh. Well, my favorite player is LeBron James, but – like, who I watch now is Jalen Brunson. I don't know if you know him or not, but that's who I watch because he's a small guard. He's not really athletic, but he kills you in different ways, and he uses his mind to really be great at the game, and he's a point guard as well. So I really just pay attention to Jalen Brunson game a lot.
Well, you come to Auburn from Alabama, had a chance to play them yesterday. Knew that was going to be an emotional one for you because some of those players are still your friends, former teammates. I know you have a lot of respect for those players on that team. What were the emotions like yesterday just getting ready for it and warm up, and then finally when the whistle blew, you got to play?
It was much better than I thought. Like, I wasn't as emotional as I thought, but I just knew we couldn't lose that game.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to lose, especially with it being the one upon the day. She's coming back. Her jersey retired. The energy was great in the building. Yesterday was a game like we just couldn't lose.
Well, and you've been on both sides of this rivalry now. What was it like singing Reverse Rammer Jammer yesterday as the Tigers knocked off the Crimson Tide?
It felt good. It felt great, actually, because some things you don't forget, and some people you got to beat, and we just got to go do it again so we can complete the sweep.
Well, got one more chance to do it in mid-February in Tuscaloosa, but that game yesterday, Mingo, the defense fed the offense. Your game in particular, what were the keys for you personally going into that game yesterday and getting your job done?
I was on the shooter at first, so I knew I had to just stay locked in. And the whole team, we started off that game like defensive maniacs. Like, we were everywhere, and they looked out of it. They got out of their offensive set and just started just taking the ball and driving us. That's how you know, like, defensively wise as a team, you're playing great defense when the team just got to take the ball and just drive it down the lane.
Well, I was really proud of you yesterday because you're, I think, the best free throw shooter on Auburn's team. You've proven that time and time again. First half, it was tough to get a free throw yesterday. Every shooter has those days. But you showed toughness, as Coach Jay talks about all year long. You've talked about it. You showed toughness, and you knocked down the free throws that counted down the stretch. How important is it mentally in a game to just to stay locked in, flush it in the first half, and stay with it the second half? Because I thought you handled that pressure great yesterday.
Just knowing that it's a 40-minute game, like, you can't get mad about something that happened in the first half when it's a whole 20 minutes left to go in the ball game. So just having to just forget about it and just go out and just shoot the free throws and make them.
Well, you had a pretty good day yesterday because you had some good targets to go to. Number one, your bigs inside made it easy for you. So Savannah played, I thought, one of her best games of SEC
Scotty
play.
Ball.
And then also on the perimeter, the guards played well. And when Honesty, I was talking to Coach Jay, when that shot gets going, it's hard not to dish it to Honesty on the wing. What's it like playing beside her when she gets in that mode?
She makes our job easier because, you know, every play that you call, and when she's hot like that, the screeners are going to set the screens even harder. She's going to cut harder. And when the bigs are playing like they played yesterday, it really just opens up our offense.
Well, and it opened up pretty well. And a couple times yesterday, you had you on the floor, Marshawn was on the floor, and also Honesty on the floor. That's not one, that's not two, that's not three. That's three players that can run the point for you on any given set. How important is it for all three of you to be versatile and just trust each other's assignments and trust who's the point guard in each possession?
Yeah, like you said, all of us can run the point guard. Because yesterday we kind of got in trouble for that because I was trying to run the point guard. Marshawn was like, Mingo, no, you the one right now. I said, girl, no, you the one. So we just when we out there together, she's the point guard, and we just got to learning to play with each other more and more at each game.
Tell me a little bit about that relationship with Marshawn. I know she was here, obviously, when you got here, and you both knew that, hey, regardless of who starts, who's coming off the bench, you can both be impactful. And when you're both on the floor, you both make Auburn better in different ways. How did you two approach that relationship at the point guard position?
Just when I got here and we was working out together and stuff, I told her, like, we both bring different things to the game. We both can impact this team in different ways. So whatever your strengths are, you work on your strengths. I have my strengths, and we can kind of just cover up each other's weaknesses once we locked in and just feed off of each other.
That's senior leadership right there, ladies and gentlemen. That is senior leadership for sure. Mingo, I'll leave you with this. You got 8 days in between games, today being the first. You've been through this grind before many times, as we've talked about. How do you approach a long stretch like this as you're not off? Because, again, you're still training, you're still prepping,
right,
and you're still trying to get right mentally. How do you use these 8 days as a player?
Just do as much resting and recovery as possible. It's the time that you can get in the gym a little more. You can get extra workouts in because, of course, you're not playing games. So just a week to just get better on what it is that up until this season you feel like you need to work on, because it's the second half of the stretch is coming and it's a marathon, not a sprint.
And we can win it. And we can win that marathon too. Jemiah, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Go enjoy some food at Baumhauer's. What are you eating tonight? What's your favorite food?
I got the Bam Bam shrimp and
Philly
cheese steak.
Oh, that's the way to go. That's the way to go. Jemiah, thank you very much. Congrats on the win last night.
War Eagle.
Tigers point guard Jemiah Mingo Young joining us here on the Coach Jay Show. And now we welcome in our third guest of the night, we have the Tigers' former graduate assistant, now video coordinator. Everybody give a warm welcome to Daquan, or DQ Gordon. I'm sorry. I wanted to call him. I'm like, why am I calling him Daquan? I always call him DQ. But Daquan Gordon, DQ, is how I know him. DQ is how everybody knows him for Auburn women's basketball. And if you see DQ ever, DQ is a man of many talents for Auburn women's basketball. He does it all from video. He does it from scouting. He does it from running the scout team. DQ, how do you wear so many hats every single day, man?
Man, I don't know.
Hey, welcome into the Coach Jay Show, man. Glad to have you on. Talk me through your role at Auburn in working from Coach Jay. You got here last year on staff. I know your better half. She used to work on staff for Coach Jay. I know that was a tie-in for you. Well, how'd you get on staff in the current role that you're in?
Bugging Coach Jay. That's every opportunity.
Hey, I bugger.
Like, you need a GA? Hey, I'm available.
Hey, it's all good. Listen, every game day, you want to know how I know the starting line? I text her every game day. I'm bugging her every game day. I'm bugging her at least 2 or 3 days a week. But DQ, for you, you graduated earlier this year, back in the fall, and that was special because you graduated on a game weekend. You were trying to skip graduation to go to the game, and the boss lady said, "No, sir, you're walking for graduation. You got a family that wants to see you walk." Talk me through that and that experience and walking and living that out with your family.
Well, that was awesome, man. I never thought that I would get a master's degree after finishing my undergrad. And so just having a boss that is just understanding that my family wanted to see me walk is awesome. But I told her, I didn't come here for that. Like, I came here for basketball. I was like, I'm good on that. Yeah. You know, the graduation part was for my mom, you know. I want to go to the game.
Hey, and don't forget those two little boys right here. This is standing out in the crowd. That's for them, too. What's their names, DQ?
You got Joseph right there, who's 3, and then Isaac, who's right there. He's trying to get up here on the stage. But
Isaac, you come on up here anytime, man. Come on up here anytime. These two and my daughter, they run hard together at the Auburn Library. So look out for them on Saturdays. But DQ, for you though, I mean, you have a lot of people that's looking up to you. You got your family here. You got all these players that look up to you as well. Graduating is important for Coach Jay and his staff, and that to me fits the culture so well that she's trying to build. And for you, what do you see your role is in all of that? And being a dad to them and then also being a role model at work every day as well.
Man, to be honest with you, I learn something new every day. You know, with kids, you got to learn how to be flexible. You got to learn how to just overcome and adapt. Not every day is the same. You can plan whatever you want to plan. Our practice plan can be this. But sometimes we out there missing layups. Coach Jay be like, all right, let's do a layup drill. And, you know, it's just like parenting, you know. Yeah. You may have this best plan for the day. Like I'm sitting up here on the stage by myself.
Bring him on up.
You know, you got to adapt. You got to bring what you bring to the table. So you got to be flexible.
So you graduated, no longer a GA. You're now the video coordinator for Auburn women's basketball. Talk me through the new role and what the day-to-day duties are for you in that role.
Man, it's a lot of the same stuff, to be honest with you. I just don't have to go to class. So,
how nice is that?
It's awesome. Man, no class, no schoolwork. I can just cut up film, you know, practice. But, you know, that means they expect it to be on time now. You know, they were a little more lenient when it was late. You know, I had class. I ain't got no excuse no more. No, but, you know, breaking down the film of every opponent that we playing, you know, that kind of gives me an eye on what we're doing, you know, who I need to emulate during practice. You know, it's kind of like an actor. You're trying to put yourself into different roles, you know. I'm not the best actor, but, you know, I try to do my best.
So the other day you had DB and you running scout team. Yeah. What was it like having DeWanna plus Savannah? I mean, that's three right there that can ball pretty well.
Man, it got to be out there with a legend. You know, you don't get to do that too often. You know, that's a great.
Did you fanboy any?
No, man. You know, I kept it real professional. You know, that was my teammate. You know, I did set some good screens. She was Kobe. I was Kwame Brown. You know, I'm a great screen setter. You know, that's what I went to.
Well, that's the hardest role I think that you have because I'm watching DQ every road game we go to, every practice, every shoot around, everything. DQ is out there. He's mixing it up on the scout team. And DQ, I see the knee brace on. You get banged up just like the players do a little bit. How do you like that role as a scout team player, getting out there and being a key piece as to why this team's been so successful this year?
Man, I love it. You know, you don't get any better look than me at the 5, 4, 3, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the best one they're going to see all week. So that's what I try to give them. You know, I don't try to take it easy on them. You know, I get yelled at if I do take it easy on them. So I try to give it, you know, all I got, you know, but keeping it under control and just, you know, go out there and compete. Block shots, rebound, you know, score layups, make Scotty and O and no girls better and Tay. But, you know, Tay had DB. So DB was out there hitting her with a patented pump fake up and under move all day. So it made my job a lot easier.
So with the bigs inside, though, I know you get to work with them a little more. Talen, Owen, and Scotty, man, when they're on, they make such a big difference for this team. I know Coach D does a great job working with them as well. How have you seen that trio grow? And Celia Simbani as well playing some of the four in Duhon.
Man, it's been awesome. They're growing so much from game to game. You know, you've seen glimpse of early at Rutgers for Scotty.
Yeah.
We knew Tay coming in could do that, you know, coming from Oklahoma State. But Coach D just really got on these bigs for this SEC to prepare them, you know, and you can see it now. It's coming to fruition for them. You know, we were getting up early before practice and getting in there. You know, Coach D had them going. And so they're growing. They're getting better game by game, you know. They're getting ready. And the SEC don't know what to come. They don't know what to expect. They ain't seen this from Auburn before.
Well, for you, again, you serve so many roles, GA, video coordinator, scout team player. To me, this sets up a great resume to be a coach someday. What are your career goals in this sport and trying to be the best you can be for your family?
Man, I want to be a coach, you know, ultimately. Yeah. You know, I coached high school boys basketball for about 6 years before this. And so, yeah, I want to coach. I love the relationship building aspect of it. That's what it's about, you know, being able to be invited to weddings, you know, later on down the road and being impactful, getting phone calls, being able to give life advice. That's what it's for, you know. Like these little dudes right here, they get to grow up and be in a locker room around a bunch of great women. You know, one day they're going to be like, oh, that's, you know, that's Jemiah right there, Daddy. Yeah. Jemiah going to be like, yeah, that's, you know, watching them just grow up together, it's amazing.
But DQ,
better.
Thank you for what you do for Auburn women's basketball. Thank you for being here tonight and looking forward to rocking with you the rest of the season, man. We got some big games coming up, and you're going to be there with us along the way to help us get ready,
Showing
man. Appreciate
up.
You. War Eagle.
War Eagle, baby.
Daquan Gordon, ladies and gentlemen, Tigers video coordinator, former graduate assistant for Coach Jay, and he's joining us tonight on the Coach Jay Show at Baumhauer's. Now for the final segment tonight, we're going to ask Coach Jay to come back up and get us set for the next week and the next week of play for the Tigers. Auburn doesn't play again until Monday, January 29th. That's 1 week from tonight. Auburn continues a three-game homestand. It's game two against Georgia, and then the South Carolina Gamecocks come to town that following Thursday, and then it's on the road again against Arkansas. Coach Jay, welcome back in.
Thank you.
You got a heck of a staff and a heck of a roster. I mean, the guests that we've had night in and night out on the show has been awesome, Coach. Just what's it mean to you to have them up here? Because that's always been such a big part of your mission for them is to get experiences like this on the Jay Show.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, when I went to work for Coach Blair, he put me on that stage. And so it just, and then Vic, the same thing. So, you know, I just feel like that's important for their development as well. And, you know, it's good when, you know, they have their responsibilities. They work on the floor. My staff work extremely hard, and they cover each other. You know, Coach Fred was out sick last week, and Savannah took over the defense and she ran the defense against, called the defensive assignments against LSU. And she hadn't done that before, but she was ready. She was prepared. So it has been amazing to have a staff who can step up and step in and be able to do that. After the game last night, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. I went by Coach D's office and I said, you guys are absolutely amazing. They don't always get the credit that they deserve, but they are absolutely amazing.
Well, it takes a team. It takes everybody. And even in DQ's role, we hear him tonight and what he brings. And that's what's so fun to see is everybody's invested. It's not just you. It's not just the starting five. It takes everybody, and it's going to take everybody moving forward. And I think a big thing this week, I know Floyd already asked you the question about how do you spend this week. Coach, I think a big part of this week is allowing players time just to get rest and also get healthy. How much time do you allocate to that this week?
You know, quite a bit. You know, we'll give them 2 or 3 days. You know, now we're going to shoot in between that time, but we won't do a whole lot of going up and down for a couple of days. They had today off. Some of them got massages. Some of them went and got in the cold tubs and stuff. So this was a day of recovery for them. Tomorrow we'll shoot. We'll go over some defensive stuff. We're going to guard that high on ball screen that Alabama was killing us with. So we're going to figure some of that stuff out. I'm going recruiting. So it'll be a day for them to – it'll be a teaching day for my staff to get in the gym with them and do some individual workouts, get some shots up, and work on some defensive stuff. And then it'll also be a day for me to get out and go recruiting. But they'll also have some time to some downtime, so we won't go through a full practice. And then we'll come back Wednesday and start on the Georgia scout.
As a head coach, I've always been curious because the men, they don't get these byes. They play 18 games. The women play 16 games. How do you like this? Because you get two of them in SEC play. This is the first.
Yeah, I like it because in the SEC, we don't get a day off. See, they get Sundays off.
Sure.
So because they play on Saturday. So they get – there's weeks when they can have Sundays off. We don't get a day off. Our day off is on Monday, and most Mondays we work. Now, because we have a Thursday bye, we were able to take today off. Sometimes, you know – some teams are getting Sundays off. I would love to have a Sunday off so I could give my, a Sunday bye so that I could give my staff a Sunday off. That way, you have that full day on the weekend off. But this year, you know, we got 2 Thursdays off, which I'm appreciative of that as well.
I know Georgia this year, you get them 1 week from tonight at home in a team that Auburn – played twice last year. I know this is a team that they're in a rebuild year this year and under second year head coach Katie Abrahamson Henderson, but for them, you can't really look at their record and say, hey, this is a sure win. No win in the SEC, or no team in the SEC is a sure win. They're 1-5, but their one win came against Texas A&M, a team Auburn struggled against, though, Coach. So
absolutely.
How do you approach this one with the Tigers coming up in a week?
You know, we know they're going to play their zone, so we'll be prepared for that. I thought we played them well. We just missed some opportunities against them. We played them well at their place. We actually had a chance to win that ball game. I just think we're in a better place right now, so we just have to go out and execute. They are long, athletic. They brought in some kids from the transfer portal, but, I think both teams has gotten a little bit better, so I expect it to be a good ball game, and we expect to compete.
Yeah, zone defense. Remind everybody some key principles against that zone defense, because Auburn, again, we saw it next to last or last week of the regular season, turned around, played them a week later in the SEC tournament.
Yeah, so it's a matchup zone. So they try to match up out of it. What they're really trying to do is get you to score over them and not get into the paint, not penetrate. I thought we did a good job of getting some stuff in the paint. We didn't hit outside shots, so you're going to have to be able to do both. I think because we have some size, we may be okay there, because I thought Alabama, when they went to their zone, we were actually able to get it to our bigs inside, because on one side of that zone, you're going to be small.
Yeah.
So we were able to exploit that mismatch, and we got some good numbers. I think one of them was 3 out of 5, and one was 3 out of 6, and then they were able to get to the free throw line as well. So I think we're better this year.
Home against South Carolina on Thursday. That wraps up that 3-game homestand. And we were all talking up here before the show that South Carolina last year, their second five, their five off the bench, sometimes was more productive than the starting five. Well, they had a big group that graduated, but Dawn Staley. Dawn's a heck of a coach. She reloaded this year. It's not a rebuild year. It's a reload year. Coach, they're a great basketball team. Your early impressions of them?
They are a great basketball team. They brought in a transfer from Oregon who is lighting it up. She's a combo guard, can play the point, can play the two, dynamic shooter. And then, like you said, their bench was really, really good last year. And so this year their starters are really good and their bench are really, really good again. But I don't know nothing about South Carolina right now. I'm just focused on Georgia.
Well, yes, Georgia 1 week from tonight, but you got the three games now. Yes. In 8 days after the 8 day off or off span, if you will, from games. So with that, it'll be Georgia, South Carolina, and Arkansas coming up. Now you get into the thick of the SEC schedule. Coach, this is the best time of year in SEC basketball.
It is. I mean, every game is a good game. And you can't go, like you said, you can't go into a game saying this is an automatic win. I think every game is going to be a battle. And somebody said it last night. It's going to be who's better prepared, who's going to want it the most, who's hitting shots, who's getting stopped. So, you know, you just have to be prepared and be ready to play.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
I know you got to go get on the road recruiting this week, but congratulations again on that big win over Alabama yesterday. And well, there are a lot more wins left on this schedule this year, as I know you work towards the NCAA tournament. It's going to be a fun spring, Coach. Wish you all the best. War Eagle.
Thank you. Thank you guys for being here. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Johnny Harris wrapping up tonight's Coach Jay Show from Baumhauer's Victory Grill out on Bent Creek Road in Auburn. Our next broadcast is 1 week from tonight, Monday, January 29th at 5:45 Central. The Tigers are back home to host the Georgia Bulldogs in game two of a three-game homestand. And then 2 weeks from tonight, February 5th, the Coach Jay Show returns to Baumhauer's Victory Grill at 6. Remember, if you can't join us at Baumhauer's, tune in on the Auburn Tigers YouTube page. For Coach Jay, Jemiah Mingo Young, and DQ Gordon and Wes Todd, I'm Britt Bowen. Good night, and War Eagle from Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Listening to the Coach Jay Show. Follow the Tigers on social media at AuburnWBB and at AuburnTigers.com. The Coach Jay Show is a presentation of Auburn Women's Basketball and Playfly Sports.